Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. Good to talk to you, good to see you. Hope you're joining us on Facebook at every chance possible. I'll be there also today, 5 o'clock Eastern time, and any other time you want to view it. Joining me today on the program, which we are always glad to have these two in, Dr. Alice Benton. Alice, how you doing?
Hello, I'm great. I'm so happy to see you fellas be with you, and hi to the listeners.
And doing the appropriate social distancing, Chris Williams. Chris, how are
you? I'm actually getting socially distant fatigued, you know. I'm a people person, and I like being close, and so I'll be honest, it's getting under my nerves right now of not being able to connect with people more personably, but with all of that said, you know, taking advantage of the time that we have. And as I say, it seems like, not for everyone, but for many of us, this COVID-19 crisis is actually sort of like a God-imposed sabbatical, or like a biological-imposed sabbatical. So I'm really trying to take advantage of the downtime and the rest time in the midst of it all.
Two phrases, reboot and do-over. This is really wearing on for a lot of folks. And so sometimes just asking a person that is really getting on your nerves, or that you guys have been at each other's throat, don't choke the other person. But maybe you say, hey, how about a do-over? Or how about we try to reboot this experience, because, man, this is getting tougher. And we don't know when the stress of it all is going to be relieved, and people have it at different degrees. But maybe you just say, hey, I am sorry, I have not handled this very well. How about a reboot or a do-over, and see if you can't come together during these times? Because it's really, really tough. I heard Max Lucado say, look, it's not a sin to be afraid. It's not a sin to be anxious. And when the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, what the actual translation is communicating isn't don't ever be anxious, because Jesus, I mean, he was sure, certainly anxious about going to the cross. But it's saying the concept is don't be overcome by your anxiety or your fear. That's what we want. We want to help you never be overcome by it. To that degree, we're going to go to the phones, and let's talk with Prin, Eastern North Carolina. Listens on Sirius XM, channel 131, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Hey, Prin, how are you today?
Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. I'm okay. Thank
Certainly.
You.
What's going on in your life today?
Well, I have a question, and I will ask that question. If my ex wants to reconcile after 10 years that we've been divorced, and I told him goodbye, was that the right thing to do?
Okay. Well, that's a big old thing. Let me start with this. Why did you tell him goodbye 9 years ago? Or whenever you...
Because he was unfaithful and very emotionally draining.
Well, yes. I would think unfaithful people are quite emotionally draining. Has he ever done anything to get help for that... that little problem of infidelity he had?
And that's where the goodbye kind of played a part into what I was saying, because I actually came to one of your workshops, Steve. I met you guys years ago when I was going through that with him. And, okay.
I want you to hold on. We'll get the answer. We'll help you right out. I've got to go to a break, so you hold on here. You're listening to New Life Live. If you need some help, we've got people that want to talk to you on the phone, 1-800-NEWLIFE. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. It is New Life, and we're just as alive as we've ever been here. And I'll tell you, it's not easy some days. We know it's a struggle. Here's Prin talking about her ex, and he's wanting to get back together and be there, all that kind of stuff. Prin, in his attempts to get back with you, have you given him time? Have you spent any time with him, been with him?
Well, no. Right after we divorced, he actually married the last person, at least I thought, that I was thinking he was with, and it fell through. And then over the years, we just kind of talk. I've been friendly, you know, towards him. And
okay.
So sometimes he would call and talk, but we have done a lunch here and there, but no actual time.
Okay. All right. So your question is, should you give him another chance, or was it the right thing to say go away again? What is the exact question?
The exact question is whether or not closing that door on him completely was the right thing to do. I'm not distressed by it. There were some things I expressed to him that he hasn't given me a reason to trust him with my heart, and I ran some things by him that even though I told him I forgave him, it doesn't mean I've forgotten the things that took place. And I thought he would be he would connect with that. Instead, he dismissed it to defend himself. Mm-hmm. And I told him
okay.
I didn't think we were going to be able to connect.
Okay. This is an easy one for us. But Alice, why don't you get us started here?
Prin, you could make requests of him that he get involved in structured professional help if he wants to prove to you that he's becoming a trustworthy man. But everything you've told us so far seems to be counter to that. And so the bulk of the evidence is saying he's still not doing the character work to be a trustworthy man in your life at any closer distance to you.
Right.
But you might say to him, hey, you might say to him, the old guy 10 years ago that I asked to leave, I don't want a relationship with that guy. There's a new guy. He doesn't exist yet. I don't think he exists. But if you ever become the new guy and you get help and you start to develop character to the extent that you call me, you're involved with getting help, sexual integrity, you're humble, you're asking for forgiveness, that's the guy that actually has a chance with me. But don't call me until that guy surfaces. That's what I do. Chris, anything you want to add?
I'm just proud of you, Prin. I love that you...
Thank you.
I love that you know what you're about. I love that you know your value and that you're not going to put up with things that no marriage needs to put up with. So I just want to say great job. And you need to be coaching other women on how to value themselves and not put up with poor behavior.
Well, Prin, typically, Prin, this kind of call is, and he came back into my life, and we were intimate together, and you know all that, and you didn't do that, and we're proud of you for that. And let me send you a copy of the Restoration Bible, our gift to you. I think you'll like it. It's got a whole restoration plan there. And, you know, if this guy wants help, there's only one number he needs to call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You just tell him, look, when you're ready, you call him. They'll tell you what to do. And I'm really glad that you called. Let me mention this. Prin's ex, who's trying to be a present, if you're not an ex, you'd be a why. I mean, no, you ask why, you're not. Anyway, let's just go on. If you want to become a real thing, an option, A, B, and C, not an ex, then every man's battle could be the thing that you need to do. And it's this weekend. It's all day on Saturday. You can still get in, and it's done online. You have a group that's totally, it's not even a Zoom meeting, because in our system, we have a system that's totally secure. So it's not like Zoom. You can't get hacked or anything like that. It's confidential. You'll love this. You'll see live presentations by Jason Martinkus, and it'll be a great experience for you. And that's this Saturday, April the 18th. One day literally could change everything. You know you got this problem. You don't know what to do with it. You've been putting it off, trying harder, not worked. One day. Say, okay, I'm going to give it one day. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or if you know somebody that needs this, then you call, get the info, give it to them, and say, this is the time to do it. This is the time. Please, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's this Saturday. Every man's battle, one day experience. And you don't have to travel. All right, how about we go to Carolyn, Denver, Colorado. Listens on her iPad. Hey, Carolyn, how are you today? Hi there.
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call. My Certainly. Question is, can you offer any help in regards to suicide and PTSD? I'm a victim of, I've survived my husband's suicide, but I also pulled him out of a home. He hung himself, and I tried to give him CPR. I pulled him down myself, tried CPR, and I'm not getting the help I need, and I didn't know if you guys offer anything.
Certainly.
Yeah. Help.
Okay, so just curious, what was going on with him from your perspective that caused him to commit suicide?
He had a TBI gone bad, traumatic brain injury. It wasn't super bad, but 2 days after a doctor put him on some powerful meds, he did it. So,
oh, man. That is tragic.
I have feelings about the doctor, et cetera, but I can't do anything about that. I have to get myself this whole pandemic has made the loneliness even crazier.
Yeah.
I'm not used to being alone. But I feel like I'm not getting the help I need. I have been to counseling. I have a counselor right now, but it's just not working. And I didn't know if you guys offered that kind of help.
Yeah.
You offer a lot of stuff.
We do. All right, so let's talk to her about how getting a counselor who specializes in this kind of trauma can help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Caroline, there is not all traumas are created equally, that's for sure. And you have a very, very deep and what we call an acute trauma, meaning it is severe. And the fact that you're the one that sees him and that most likely there is images that you just can't get out of your head. You're haunted by this, and you're not, and you don't feel in control of it. So, having a person who's very, very specialized in trauma recovery, and this can be tricky because I don't mean to be too disparaging towards some people out there of my own profession, but not everyone who says they're a trauma therapist may not be equipped for this level. So you want to get someone who is certified in EMDR. EMDR would set you up really well for this type of experience that you're going through. It is a little bit more difficult in this situation if over telehealth or virtual health. But with all of that said, I mean, they're great, great, again, EMDR therapists, and they're all over the place. I'm sure they're in our network as well, that you really want to connect with. And I would ask that you also look at survivors. Survivors of a spouse or a loved one who committed suicide. So getting into a group context and group support is really important here as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Carolyn, I also want to caution you to give this the sufficient amount of time and treatment, because this will not be easily overcome, as of course you're already experiencing. So make sure you give a good amount of time with the right kind of therapist without expecting that it will be resolved in just a handful of sessions, because it of course may take longer than that. And we're so, so sorry for your loss. How horrific. And I need to add to that, because I assume this is not the only loss you've had in your life. And so if your trauma is complex, multi-layered, with other horrific experiences that you have been through that have perhaps been ungrieved, then it may complicate the healing process in this, but it's doable. It's completely doable when you're paired up with the right therapist.
Okay.
I'm really glad that you called. And, you know, a lot of people, they just think, more scripture, more church, more prayer. But I'm telling you, this is an example where people have been trained just to deal with these horrible, difficult situations. Now, I'm going to help you here a little bit. I'm going to send you this grief workbook with a Life Recovery Bible. It's going to help you truly grieve through this. But I have I reached a point in my life where I sought out somebody who knew how to do trauma work, and it helped greatly. You might think, well, it didn't help enough. Well, you should see me if I hadn't gotten help. It would really be something there. So get that help. It really can help a lot. Now, if you were to visit newlife.com and click on Are You Looking for Hope During This Crisis? Well, we would be able to connect you with a lot of free resources that we're offering to meet your needs. We've got videos, articles, tip sheets, devotions, link to Facebook live chats, so much more. But just go there. Go to newlife.com and go to the place that says, Are You Looking for Hope During This Crisis? I think you will be greatly blessed if you do. Let's go back to our phones. And how about we talk with, I do not know how to pronounce this name.
Is it Camara?
From Orlando is that it? Is it Camara?
I would try that.
Oh, hi. This is Kamari.
Kamari.
Kamari. All right.
Kamari.
Well, welcome. How can we help?
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I have called before a few years ago regarding my younger son. Now he's 23, and I don't hear from him. We've been divorced for about 8 years. His dad left when he was about 15, and he was on marijuana. I don't know if he's still on it. I had to throw him out of my house when he was 18, and I didn't.
Because he was using.
He
was using. Is that why you threw him out?
Yes, he was using it, and he was lying. And I caught him a few times, and I even caught it in the car, and a lot of it. He was denying it.
Do you know how to get in touch with him?
Go ahead. Yes, and that's what I was going to say. I do text him, I do call him, but he does not respond to me. He does not return my call. He will respond to my text when I reach out about school, because he's in college. And I have a prepaid college fund for him, and I've been paying for the college.
Okay.
But he came back in December, and we talk, and I asked him for forgiveness, because I did my, you know, I was not a good mother, I would put it that way. I came from a Hindu background, and my childhood was not as great. So we did, and then all of a sudden he just would not respond to me at all. And I just don't know what else to do. I mean, I don't even know where he lives. He's living with his girlfriend. But I do understand that he reached out to his father's family.
Got it. Okay. So, Chris, let's start with you. What do you think she could do? I mean, he just doesn't even respond to her.
Yeah.
And here she is. She's paid for the college, all laid out there.
Yeah, a typical pattern that if he came back in December and then has sort of distanced himself again, it probably is an indication that his addiction to marijuana has increased during this time. And so he doesn't want to hear it, and he's probably hiding in shame. But I would say, so you're going to have to take the long road. And staying consistent of being a loving and truthful mom over the long haul. But if his grades start slipping, and you know if he's in the D's and the F's during college, I would start restricting that fund if possible. And being like, well, you can't fund a failing venture. But you can fund treatment.
I did do that. I stop the funding, and he was, of course, cursed me out and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we gotta go to a break right now. We'll be right back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, Kamari, we're talking with you about your son who doesn't want to interact with you. And I'm just wondering, we start with this. What do you think is the biggest grudge, or what is the source of his grudge that he holds against you? Why this reaction to you?
I'm thinking that it's because of the divorce. Maybe he's blaming me. And
have you ever asked him, what is it that causes you to hate me or dislike me or not want to have anything to do with me? I will not defend myself. I just want to hear your heart.
Well, he did mention, because I had stopped the prepaid college fund, and he did say that if you're looking for a relationship, you're not going to get it. He did say that to me, not in exactly those words, because I was, when he was, before he turned 18, I was working with him to get help, to go get some help for the drugs, the marijuana, and he did. But then he stopped and he kept lying, and he did not go continue to get help, counseling. Mm.
And Kamari, when you enforce these consequences, the two major consequences, did he know ahead of time? Was there some structure to it and some warning that this would happen if he didn't change what he was doing?
Yes, I did. Talk to him and my oldest son. I have two sons, but she did not comply. My older one complied, but the younger one.
And where's dad in all of this?
Dad, of course, he has someone else, and he moved out. And I understand that he's in touch with his father. So,
but does his father see this as a problem? Is he addressing this at all?
No, his dad, I had met with him and his dad does not, at that time, did not see it as a problem, because he was saying something else than what I was saying, because he wanted me to release the fund, and I was saying, well, he's not complying, he's not getting help, and if he doesn't get help, I'm not going to release the fund.
Yeah. So you can't be on the same page with, you don't feel
no,
like, okay.
No.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. This is a really, really difficult situation because, again, we talk a lot about powerlessness and addiction, but there is something we can do about it. And the first thing I would encourage you to do is to get into an Al-Anon group or around other people who are dealing with a similar issue of their loved one being addicted. It's really important because there's a lot of creative solutions in there, but there's a lot of solidarity. And so, again, it helps you play what I call the long game, being consistent over a long period of time. As you're trying different things to reach out to your son and connect with him and get him the help that he needs. But like we were saying before, I think trying to establish the connection first before you do anything about the correcting of the behavior. Because he's frustrated, he doesn't trust you, he's carrying some resentment there. But I think that you need the help here of just the support of really good, like an Al-Anon group.
And Kamari, you may be punished by your son for doing the right thing if he is still active in his addiction and he's angry at you because you won't fund him when he's disrespecting you and won't even have a relationship. You might be doing the right thing and you lose connection with him because you're doing the right thing. We get few parents who have both held limits but also have had those open conversations of asking for forgiveness and doing the work on yourself. It sounds to me like you have the correct ingredients on your part that you're doing so many of the right things. So staying the course is going to be important. Now, something I do with some of the families I work with, I get the permission from a mother like you to call your son, and I ask him some open-ended questions of, would you tell me what it was like growing up with your mom? Because I'm helping her become a better person. And I just want, I want to hear from you what it was like. What did she do that was hurtful to you? What are you still angry with her about? And sometimes, because I'm a third party, I can get information from a child that they will not give directly to their parents. So asking a therapist to do that for you may open up new information that you're not yet aware of.
Okay, I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love. It's Mylan Kay's book. I think it's going to give you some good instruction trying to understand the relationship between you and your son. You know, sometimes we need to take a break from what we're doing also. If all of a sudden you're not contacting him over and over again, that can do or have a different impact. But please get some help for yourself. You're the ultimate example of why Al-Anon is there. It can really make a difference for you. Let's go to Ann. Ann's calling us from Seattle, Washington. KGNW is the station. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right. I'll get to my question or what happened. I was looking at my husband's phone yesterday, which we're open with, and I found he had a notification from the app Grindr.
Oh, boy.
I confronted him. Yeah, I confronted him, and he said it wasn't what I thought. He was using it to look for a workout buddy. I don't believe him. I don't trust him. I don't know what to do. In our past, 23 years ago, he had an affair with my best friend. He gaslighted me back then, and I'm not going to be the fool again, I told him. So I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm so sorry, but I want you to hold on. We're going to help you with this right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All sorts of people to help you, resources for you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of 4 devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Ann, how you doing? We're back. You there?
Good.
Still?
Good.
All right.
Yes.
So, how familiar are you with that app, Grindr?
I had heard of it. I went to my phone and looked it up to verify what I thought it was, and it is.
What did you find that it is?
Basically, it's a hookup app for gay, bisexual men to find somebody to hook up sexually.
So let's just go with your husband here for a minute. The fact that he would go to that app to find a workout buddy, that would be an issue in and of itself, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, totally.
Okay. Yes. So, no matter what, he's got a problem. You know he's got a problem. And so here's what I would do if I were you. I would say, let's look at your phone together. And let's go to that Grindr app And let's see what that's all about. And, you know, I'd like to see the listings they have for workout partners and how that works on Grindr.
Yeah. Okay.
And so one of two things is going to happen, either, which probably won't, he's going to say, okay, well, here, look. And, oh, yeah, I know that you can see everybody here is either gay or bi or trans or whatever. And so that gives you something to talk about. But most likely he's going to say no, and then you're going to say, the reason that you don't want me to do that is because you're not faithful to me. I don't have your heart. And you've kind of lost yourself, honey. We had such a great chance, and you knifed it with an affair. Now you've gotten into some things that I wasn't even aware of. You have interests that are on Grindr. And so I think I think it's time for you to decide who you want to be. Do you want to get some help and become the man of integrity that I think you could be proud of and I'd be proud of? Or would you just like to go ahead and be a single man and date all the men that you want, or women, or whatever?
Now,
here's the question for you. Here's the question. Are you strong enough to have a conversation like that?
I think I am. Yesterday, I confronted him. I put my foot down, and he just kept saying I needed somebody to work out with. I tried other, you know, apps that are for that reason. Nobody was around. And I said, I just said, there's no reason to go to that. I said, I know what it's for. He, he said, that's absolutely not what
he was
doing.
Well, that doesn't matter. That, you know, what you said about gaslighting, I mean, he's not telling you the truth. You would like to be married to a man. If he wanted to work out with somebody, he'd go call the local pastor or the men's ministry director. You guys have a thing. You work out together, whatever. I just think it is incredibly insensitive of him to think that you're that stupid to believe that. You're not that stupid. You called us. But the question is, he's going to come back at you very strongly. He's going to tell you about how horrible it's going to be for you and all of that. And and I think you just, if you don't have the kind of support to do that, then let us find a counselor for you. You meet with that person two or three times, and then you ask him to come. And that, with the help of the counselor, you say, here's where we are. Because I don't think you should waste another minute on a man who has been unfaithful. You have grounds for divorce. Not taking those didn't help him. So if he sees that you're willing to not live with him, maybe that would kick him into gear, and he would say, wow, this is a different woman. She's not willing to put up with this. I can't lie to her. That might motivate him to become the man that God intended him to be. That's what we'd be looking for.
Okay.
Alice, you have a thought here before we go?
And do you have children with him?
I do. We've been married, it'll be 27 years this August. We have four pretty much grown children. The youngest is 17. I've worked only part-time in my life, so it terrifies me to think about having to separate, even divorce. I mean, we're Christian. Divorce is not really ever been an option. I didn't do it 23 years ago when he had the affair.
And did he get help for the affair afterwards?
Not really. I didn't. I was young. We had young kids. Pretty much not. No.
Okay. So I think there are a couple of additional things that you may need to do. You might need to have a consultation with an attorney. Because of your financial fears, you need to become informed of what your rights are. I don't want you to jump to a divorce at all. But if you have the information about your rights, you may be better equipped to have these tough conversations with your husband. And I might say something to him like, I hope I'm wrong about what my assumption with this app. So it would really help if you would go to a Sexanon meeting if you would get an STD test and share the result with me, and if you would make an appointment with a counselor. If I'm wrong, you doing those things would really help bolster my confidence in you. And whether or not he does them is then the next information you need to decide, are your assumptions correct about this, or is he a man who's willing to get help and show you that he's worthy of your trust?
Okay. All right, Anne, I'm glad that you called, and I am going to send you this book, Worthy of Her Trust. But here's the thing.
Okay.
When you say we're Christian and we don't believe in divorce, you know, Jesus said, don't divorce unless the person's been unfaithful, right?
Sure, yes.
He made an exception. But there's a difference in the extreme of divorce, and then I require nothing at all of you. And I don't want you to have to get a divorce.
Right.
But it would be a really big tragedy after all of this if you weren't willing to go to that extreme, if he's not willing to do anything different in being your husband. He's a dangerous man. He's dangerous.
Okay.
And the issue about legal advice is really a good piece of advice that would be hard for someone like you to take. But you're entitled to money that he has. And if that's your big fear, you need to get over that fear. He needs to see a new you emerge. And I want you to hold on, because I really do think we could help you by getting you a counselor that could give you some courage and wisdom that you're going to need to do the right thing here. The tough thing that we hope will kick him into gear. Let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, we've got a great event coming up, Every Man's Battle. We need support for radio. What's on your heart today?
Club New Life is the big thing on my heart today, because I didn't hear earlier in the program, Steve, if I'm repeating you, I'm sorry, but I want to give a shout-out to our Club New Life members, because if we didn't have Club New Life, we would be in a very, very unstable, difficult situation. But the Club New Life members and your monthly faithful giving makes all the difference in the world for us. And I just want to encourage folks, if you've never been a part of Club New Life, maybe you were a part of it and had to give it up, whatever the situation, if you could make joining Club New Life to be a priority, or if you're a Club New Life member and you can add $5 or $10 or $20 a month or some such figure, that would be wonderful too. And while we need our deposits to increase daily, it's hard to come on and ask for big gifts and lots of big gifts, but we can get a lot of gifts that add up to be a big support. So we just need your help. This crisis is unknown for you, and it's unknown for us. The thing we do know is God will see us through it, and God will do that through people. So we're appealing to you to please consider making a gift, joining Club New Life, and it will be a difference for a lot of people who depend upon this program.
It's so true. And in this day of social distancing, more and more people are turning a podcast, turning on a radio program, trying to get some help from outside, just as more and more people are turning to the things that we talk about so often, pornography and lust and other things. And so please help us continue to have a voice into the homes of folks, into their cars, into their lives, and help us continue to do the things that repair and restore. You do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, $30 a month to join Club New Life. I'll send you the Transformation Kit, a life recovery Bible with the workbook, its journal guiding you through four seasons of recovery, and then our other workbooks on depression and divorce, eating disorder, and sexual integrity. We want you to have this. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve?
Do it now. Yes, sir.
The other thing on my mind is, you've mentioned it before, but Every Man's Battle this week online.
Yes.
It starts tomorrow. It's not too late. And that's going to be really something. You know, we feel like Satan tries to trip us up with causing these workshops to be canceled, but we're coming up with another way, one day, very intensive.
It's on Saturday.
Yeah, powerful.
It's on Saturday. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, a one-day event. It could change everything. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really hope you will call 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to go to Every Man's Battle. It is a wonderful experience. David, Tulsa, Oklahoma, KCFO. How you doing today? What's going on?
Hi there. I've been wanting to call and I've been putting it off because I think, you know, I want to say exactly what I want to say, but I thought maybe that day will never come, so I'm just going to call. But I was telling the lady
this
that,
is the day,
This is the day. This
you did go.
Time. I went to EMB in Dallas before everything closed down back in March, last, you know, about a month ago. Yeah. And I really, really want to let the guys and any women who are listening who would like to get their husbands there to try their best to do that. I didn't hear everything about the one lady who phoned in. I am coming out of a homosexual background. I began my walk out back in 1992, but all this time I'd been struggling with still viewing occasional pornography, you know, when I was stressed or this was happening or this wasn't happening, and, you know, all those triggers. And there's still work to be done, but I can highly recommend it. And another thing that was happening is that I, in the last 20 years, had not done a good job at finding male friends to come along up on side, you know, next to me and help me with some of this. And of course, there's a great chance in EMB to be able to form friendships, even if it's long distance and via text and phone. And, I'm also a Club New Life member. And I hope in the future, because you guys helped get me there, I hope in the future that, I'll be able to increase that. And I just, I'm just grateful to you guys, and I think a lot of New Life and all of you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to let the people out there know.
Let me ask you a question, David. You use the phrase "walk out of this," and a lot of people would say, "Well, you know, if you are attracted to people of the same sex." There's no walking out of it. It's just who you are. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? If someone were to say, "Well, you can't really walk out of it, there, Dave."
It's just a need to understand better why you do some of the things that you do. I wasn't when I started walking out. I wasn't particularly unhappy with anything. But I had moved to a town with my job where I knew nobody. And I sort of, part of it was the reason I turned to Christian things is I was looking for church, but also some, I became a part of a support group where the people were so loving that, I couldn't ignore their love for me. And,
That's awesome.
And you guys convey that love in different ways. No, another thing was that toward the end, because there was that ceremony where everything is just sort of solidified for the guys that attend, and toward the end, and you can just feel the love from all of you guys who put that together. It was just very obvious, and it's something that I'll remember, and I hope to be an alumni in the future.
David, I think you're being an encouragement to a lot of people. As you look at your life, is there anything specific that you would say, well, you know, when I look at my attraction to men, here's what I come up with. Maybe this is why. Do you think you were born this way? Did something happen? Did it develop? What's your assessment of that? Why you and not somebody else attracted to men?
I think I have to do. Well, my parents divorced when I was 8, and it was very, very hard on me. I took a nosedive. I began having trouble in school, and basically through secondary, all through high school as well. But it was very hard on me. And then I witnessed once my father hitting my mother, and I recall instinctively saying to myself, if that's what men are, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And these are the things that start you down another road.
Yeah. So just the fact of saying, I don't want any part of a man, it almost sets you up for wanting some man to even heal that kind of wound. Have you ever put that together a little bit?
No, but I understand what you're saying, and I'm willing to believe that. Yeah.
Well, it's a very complex situation. I don't want to simplify anything, but I do want to encourage you that over the years, you know, I've been dealing with this with other folks for years, decades, and there are many men who have walked out of it. There was no transformation therapy or, you know, anything like that. They began a journey, and they found a path, and they literally, in your terms, they walked out of it. And it's not easy. It doesn't mean that everything is like everything else for other men, but it also doesn't mean that you have to be trapped into doing something that you're convinced just isn't God's best for you. And so I'm glad you found your way to every man's battle.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say, you know, in some ways in my life, I feel like I've been hitting a roadblock as far as looking for some blessings from God. And I think those blessings are on the other side of my obedience, of my seeking
there you
Him.
Go.
I think that's where I'll find those blessings. And, you know, I will never know until I give Him what He's looking for, so to speak. And
I got to tell you, I think I'm the same way. I think we're all the same way. I think you've spoken some great wisdom that if we're not obedient to God, we miss the relationship, the intimacy, and we miss the great blessings. And even when they come, we don't recognize them, or we could even feel guilty or shameful about them. Let me send you a copy. I want you to have this, Every Man's Bible. I think you're going to love this. It really can help any man to grow. It was edited by men for men, and I think you would love it. Father's Day's coming up. It'd be a great gift for any father. Well, we're just about out of time. I want to encourage you, wherever you are, if you think, I'm not going to go do something with New Life because I might be ashamed of myself. There's no shame. And you'll come alongside fellow strugglers just like us, and you'll find freedom and hope and some answers that maybe you've looked for a very, very long time. That's what we're here for. This tough time with this COVID virus, it has brought out the worst in some of us. And some have slipped back into behaviors. Others have started new behaviors. Don't stay there. Just say, God, I didn't handle this well. I want to get back on track. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we'll help you find the path. Remember that great verse, Jeremiah 6:16, stop at the crossroads, look around, search for the old godly path, walk in its steps, and you will find peace for your soul. That's what we want for you. Full of a time of anxiety and fear, we're sometimes full of it, overcome by it, and God says, hey, there's a path, and you can get on it. Every Man's Battle can take you there. You can get online counseling. That'll take you there. Some of our videos, our workshops, our resources, the counselors, so many things can help you on that path. But you have to call us first at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm glad you joined us today, and I hope that whatever you're doing, that you will decide today to do something just to make your life and the lives of those around you just a little bit better. And if you want some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. My thanks to Dr. Alice Benton and Chris Williams, to all of you who listen, watch, support us, and pray. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.